Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jen Twin, and once again I'm on my way to work. So I'm in London, and well, I guess you're already used to the fact that it's windy. It's not going to get better now, it's autumn, nearly. Feels very much like autumn actually. We've got grey skies today, and I can see the clouds are travelling very fast. Anyway, at least it was a more comfortable journey into work. And I also believe, it's been a year since I started again. So happy anniversary to me then, I guess. Yes. Ooh, exciting. Well, time flies. Actually, I forgot to mention yesterday that there was another milestone at the weekend. Amelia. Did it. She learned to ride a bicycle without stabilizers. Hooray! And she enjoyed it so much that she requested Daddy take her out again today while Henry's at Scouts, because I'm going with him. I'm not sure yet whether he wants to do it. He's got a few more weeks to decide whether he likes it or not. But I'm pleased to report they both loved gymnastics again yesterday, so that's it. Two little gymnasts in the family now. We'll be going. So I can start getting used to the Monday night being taken up with something. Also, what was the other thing I meant to report? Oh yes, I've put something else on Gumtree. Oh, and thank you very much for all the hints and tips to Mac McColgan selling on Gap. You know, a lot of that's also very good advice for anywhere, you know, including Freecycle, not to give out your address until the last minute. So far it's been okay. I've not had to keep tabs on anyone when they think they're arriving. So far everybody who really wanted to pick it up has said, right, I'm going to come then, and they really did. So because I did a bit of free cycling over the weekend as well, three lots. The only annoying thing is that our moderators seem to be asleep, because I've now sent over my taken email twice and it's still not appeared, so I'm still getting people asking for it. But yes, what was I going to say? Oh yes, Gumtree. So I put something else up on Gumtree, and interesting. I haven't had any of those texts to say, have you still got it yet? So, so I don't know. Maybe they just do this for furniture? I don't know. But if you remember, my friend's suspicion was that it's automated and Gumtree sends those out to pretend there's interest. But it only seems to work for furniture, because I've had zero interest on the other things so far. So I'll keep an eye on that, see what happens. Funny enough, I had another one of those, have you still got it, on a piece of furniture that's still up there. Ah, dear, it's all fun and games. But I don't have any more furniture to sell, so... can someone else please buy the other stuff? Because I need to make room for that as well. Or rather, I need that to create more room. Otherwise the decluttering is going very well. I heard this audiobook posted by Ruthie, who is Jenkins. Oh, forgive me, I forget what's her username again. It'll come back to me when I've stopped recording, I know it. Because she's a blogger, and she was talking about this book by this Japanese woman about decluttering, the one that says, because funnily enough, at the pub quiz last week, my friend was telling me about this. She'd read the same book, so it seems to be quite fashionable at the moment. And she was telling me that apparently what you have to do is you have to get everything out. Oh look, I can cross the road, I don't have to wait. Ooh, that's a good sign, right? So you have to get everything out of the cupboard, and then you have to decide if you love it. If it brings joy to your life, then you keep it. Then you put it back in the cupboard. Otherwise, you get rid of it. Oh, no, it wasn't a good sign because I'm being held here instead now, outside of Buckingham Palace. Looks like someone's going to come out any minute. Oh, well. I'll stop this. I'll get the camera ready and then I'll let you know when I find out who it was. Should we do that? Okay. There we go. Well, that was rather disappointing. There's a number of cars and a bus, but some of the cars have blacked out windows, so there's no way of seeing whether there's anyone famous in there. Anyway, but then again, I didn't get kept for very long, so swings and roundabouts. Anyway, because yeah, it did help me for a long time. I'd have wanted it to be someone I recognise, obviously. Right, where was I? Oh yes, decluttering. So yeah, so the idea is, rather than just standing and I mean, you know, and you may well recognise this, I certainly did, because I always think if I stand in front of my cupboard, there are a few pieces I can pull out and say, yes, I don't want this anymore, I don't want that anymore. But it seems to leave a lot of stuff as well. You know, books. You know how when you look over books or CDs or anything like that, you never find what you're looking for? So therefore the idea is, and I can totally recognise this works, you have to get it all out and put it down and then piece by piece decide whether you want it or not. So anyway, so that's the idea, and then, you know, and that way hopefully you end up with all the stuff you love, and you get rid of the stuff that doesn't actually add anything to your life and is therefore clutter. I was quite good yesterday. I went through another couple of drawers where there was stuff that obviously not sorted out in quite a long time. I'm making space in the existing storage, so that's really good. Very happy about that. I've also got some of the furniture we bought recently in situ now, which means I have quite a few more shelves and drawers available. And I've already availed myself of some of them, and it's really handy. So, yeah, I just have to remember where I put everything. I always remember when I was little, my mum always said, tidy your room, and I never did because it was organised chaos. But I always knew where everything was. Everything was out, either on the floor or stacks of paper on my desk. But, booby trap. I could find it. Whereas my mum, who was very tidily putting everything into cupboards, she very often couldn't find it anymore. So I always thought my system's better. I'll have to definitely remember when I tidy stuff where I've put it, especially passports, etc. things will just get a new place. I'm sure it's fine. That's still quite exciting, really, to do. It almost feels like giving the whole place a facelift. It's almost as exciting as moving in again and so doing it all over again. So it's really good. I'm nearly at work now, so I should really stop and wish you all a good Tuesday. Unfortunately, my app was right this time. It was pretty drizzly this morning. But hopefully the sun will come out later. Anyway, hope you all have a good one, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.